Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds,
and more.
And visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our links. If you have a topic or guest, email wadeandwillie@gmail.com. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend. He is from the podcast Beyond Yacht Rock 2000, David Lyons.
What hey, up, everybody. Dave?
How are
Yo.
You?
Yo!
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good.
What's the why 2000 on Beyond Yacht Rock 2000? That's new, right?
Well, we started doing Beyond Yacht Rock.
Uh-huh.
And then we were also doing a podcast called Yacht and Yacht, where it's basically answering fan mail. People write in songs to ask us if they're Yacht Rock or not. Yacht. And then during the pandemic, we stopped because we were going to write a book. And we got bored with that. And we decided to get the podcast up and going again. And we needed to freshen it up. So we made it fresh for the new millennium and added 2000.
Oh, it's like a reboot. Very cool, man. Do you still accept unsolicited texts from your friends saying, is this yacht or not?
If somebody was actually in the series, such as you, Wade, then I think we might be able to make an exception. But for the most part, you have to do it through Patreon.
Got it.
Trying to take food out of our mouths, Wade.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've never known. And then I watched the documentary.
Yeah.
And I'm now even more confused about what
Were you
it is.
In it?
It was like a clip. Episode 2, I think. Yeah, they used like a clip of me, but I'm not
in
it. Yeah,
I thought I saw your face in that. It was really fun. JD and Steve were talking heads in it. The rest of us were all archival footage, but it was cool and it was pretty well done. It actually made us a character in the story, so that was nice to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now you have to like finish the series. I know that Hall doesn't like the term, and I know there's another guy I was reading about who doesn't like the term.
Donald Fagen.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got into a Twitter fight with Richard Marks because he didn't like
it. With Richard Marks. Who couldn't
it's
be
funny
more
he's,
removed.
But he's yeah, so well, yeah. He's so big in the industry behind the scenes.
And I really wanted to go up and tell him, like, hey, you don't have anything to worry about, man. You are not Yacht Rock.
Yeah. Do you have a name for what Richard Marks would be?
Wait. Oh, yeah. Do you have one? I'll try to come up with one.
Richard Marks. I don't know. Like, how would
I would call it
kind of a firekeeper?
Basement emotions. It's like a song you'd make in a basement, but you really care about stuff.
Yeah, he just loves the power ballads. He actually got his start writing songs, and there's a wonderful story about him selling his first song to Kenny Rogers. And he got on the phone with Kenny Rogers, and Kenny said, "Hey, this is great, but can we change and the to of the or something like that?" And Richard Marks is like, "You're Kenny Rogers, man. You can do whatever you want. That's cool." Kenny Rogers said, "Great." Co-written by Kenny Rogers.
That's hilarious. And that was, do you think that was Kenny's idea?
Oh, I'm sure. That's all Kenny wanted to do. I have a feeling he probably did that on all songs to get.
That is just
amazing. I think a lot of seasoned musicians, especially the ones, like Frank Sinatra didn't write his own songs, but he would add vocal phrasings and things like
baby.
That.
Baby.
He'd get a writing credit. And that's where you make the big bucks.
Yeah.
Richard Marks co-wrote that huge Lionel Richie song.
I'm not sure.
All Night Long.
On the ceiling?
All Night Long. I'm like, yeah, he's been around a while.
He was an assistant for a music producer named David Foster, who's got like 16 Grammys and was married to a Kardashian. Very famous Canadian producer, produced Chicago, a bunch of other stuff.
Did Richard Marks do a soundtrack?
He did for a gymnastics movie.
What's that?
It was a gymnastics movie. He at least had the title track. Nobody.
Who's the guy who did all that? Was it Brian Adams?
Brian Adams did some soundtracks. He did the Robin Hood. Prince
yeah, those two guys I mix up, man. I don't actually remember. I know I had a Richard Marks cassette, but I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Marxist.
Well, we do something here on the show called the Wow Scale. You've done it before. Do you remember what you were? It's between 0 and 5.
Of the what scale? The Wow Scale?
Yeah.
Refresh my memory.
Well, let me just tell you how it's going to go, and then we'll jump into it. The Wow Scale stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. Are you ready to be weighed on the Wow Scale?
Absolutely.
Okay, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I will say it's naive to think we're the only people in the universe, so I do think there's something else out there, but negative to the next 2 questions.
Okay. Ghosts. Where you stand on ghosts?
I think people can believe whatever they want, but my belief is no.
All right. You're from, I mean, I want to say it's not Detroit. It's Michigan.
Yeah, Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. Oh, you're wearing a...
I usually have something Michigan on.
You usually have some branding.
Time out. I can hear us in your headphones. I'm going like... can you hear that, Wade?
No.
Is there an echo?
Yeah. I'm just going like on your audio settings. Can you hit remove background up to medium?
How about now? Does that help it?
It's I'll keep talking. Do you hear me, Willie? Hey, what do you think about ghosts?
Not as much. It's still there tiny bit for me, but I it's good.
Probably you got your headphones cranked because you're going to rock concerts.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, third question.
I'm doing this through my microphone, but I can just do it through the computer if that's going to eliminate the echo.
No, it sounds really good. And I don't think the echo will be recorded. Right?
Cool. All
right.
It's so low. It's good.
Third question. Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Oh, if Bigfoot exists?
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, there's something running around out in the woods, but it's probably a bunch of kids having fun.
Hey, they got nothing else to do. Anything to keep them off the drugs.
Sure.
Fourth question. Was 9/11 an inside job?
No.
Ooh, no. Emphatic no. And last question. The multiverse. You think it could exist? Do you think we could travel through different dimensions at some point?
I love the theory of it, but I don't think it's a possible thing for a human to obtain.
Time travel? What about that? Same answer?
Same, yeah. Like, it's great to fantasize about. It makes for great stories. But, you know, I always talk about, like, if time travel is possible, I think... you know, I'd want to go back in time and have sex with myself because it's basically just masturbation. And then the reverse of that is I keep expecting my door to fly open and my older self is going to come in and be like, hey, buddy, it's go time.
Yeah. And then you'll know.
But yeah, but then it's I have to be careful because I've said this theory to a lot of people. And what if it's just somebody fucking with me?
Someone could get some prosthetics.
Yeah, some old pervert.
We live in Hollywood, so like it wouldn't be hard to just like show a picture of you.
Yeah, dude.
What my follow-up to the I want to have sex with myself thing is, how does that work? Who's doing what in the equation? Or have you not thought that far?
I thought the theory was pretty good as it stood. I didn't really think it through any further.
What about this? What if you came back from the future and it looked just like him? You told yourself you wanted to have sex with yourself and you agree with it. And then like, it looks different down there.
Oh, like maybe he was in a combine accident in his 60s.
Even better. Right.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say it's clearly not you.
Oh, Well, who knows what advances they have in the future, scientifically, when it comes to...
Somebody had an enhancement.
Okay, well, you are a zero. You're a straight-up Wade. You couldn't be more of a Wade. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Willie, hit us with that topic. Also, what time did we start? Did you see? I didn't see.
About 9:28, 7:28, and then we stopped to do audio.
Word.
And we bullshitted for a little bit before.
Okay, here we go. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Hoover Dam. Just a regular dam, or something else going on? Something secret. Something culty. Grab a cocktail and join us as we talk about what could be going on under the damn dam tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Lyons, knowing that you're a Wade, I'm clueless about this. Do you know anything about this?
All I know about it is Willie sent me a text with a topic and told me I didn't have to research anything.
And it, what did that text say? Did it just say Hoover Dam, like, question mark, or how no, did
let me,
it go?
Let me pull it up here. I want to be authentic.
Right. I feel like it. I didn't give you much.
Oh, I mean, you don't really have to give much when you say don't do research.
Yeah. I can send you. Here we go. Hoover Dam is a place for a secret cult within our government to meet.
Okay, so is that basically it, Willie? It's a room that they've got in the dam?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. I don't think I made this up, but there isn't much out there about this. And I think they're doing a good job of keeping it from people. So I'm mostly going to be bringing up the weirdness things about it. You know, like there are rooms and tunnels in there that people that work there aren't allowed to go into. And you know, that's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, not even, it's just part of the side that's fallen off that you don't care about.
I know,
about.
But dude, I can't imagine working at the dam and having access to every part of the dam. You know what I mean? Like different rooms for different people, right?
I work at Warner Brothers, but I can't go anywhere I want. You know, I can't wander on the set of the pit.
So, in the realm of this being something, in this realm, let me just pull up a couple pictures at least to get us going, because I don't think me talking about it is going to do that great. Hold on. And I think I'll just go back and forth because it's weird to watch just my shared screen. For the whole show.
Yes, please, not that.
So first off, we've got these are the statues outside of the dam, these winged statues. I'm not even going to read this, but
I never been to the Hoover Dam.
It's cool, man.
It's lovely.
I've been there like, I would say 10 times. I fucking love it. It's like, because I love going to Vegas. When I'm there, I'm like, we're too close to not go to this thing.
Isn't it like 5 hours from Vegas? Oh, that's different. 45.
Yeah. 45 with no traffic.
And then to Arizona at some point and stopped there because I'd never been.
Oh, you've never been either.
It's beautiful. Does a good job holding back that water. And I believe it generates a lot of power, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, a lot.
And we're looking at these pictures. Is what's behind him? That's not the dam.
That's the dam.
They made part of the dam out of rock.
They had to break down. They had to like straighten out the walls to dig the areas. Hey, what's up?
So it's just a dug thing. I don't even know if. Yeah, go on.
I'm doing the show.
I'm trying to remember the most I've seen of it is from National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
When do they go there?
I feel like Clark Griswold's like hanging off of it or falls or something like that. Like he's on a rope.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Give me 1 minute.
It wasn't the strongest of the vacation movies.
No, all I remember is the guy, Giuseppe or whatever. He like he just wins a bunch of shit, and then they all drive home.
Oh yeah, the working man's Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah, I wanted to say Giovanni Ribisi, but he's better because he's not a Scientologist.
Right, right. Wasn't he in Empire Records? Is it that guy?
Yeah, it's that guy. It's that twitchy guy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's Ethan.
No, that's the other guy. Fuck.
Ethan Frome? No, that's an author.
I want to say Souple. I can't get that out of my head. But
no, Ethan
Souple.
Yeah, yeah, he's the bigger guy from when he's in Fight Club.
No, that's Meatloaf, dude. Ethan Souple is in Mallrats.
Oh, oh yeah, thought, he's great.
I thought he was in that weight. Also. You're right. That was
he's in he's in My Name Is Earl. If we're talking Yacht Rock world,
yeah, and he's in Neo Ned. If you've seen that.
Ethan Embry.
Embry. There you go.
So anyway, this damn.
So in the realm of I've seen a couple of people talk about this. It's just hard to find information on it. So in the realm of this being something culty in this way of some sort, this is there's some people think Freemason work done here. They've got the star here with the eagle and these statues. And there's also a, but some people think it's the Hermetics. And so I don't know if I have a picture of this. On the ground, there is a star chart of when this thing was built. Right. And it shows you the alignment of the stars, the day it was christened. Roosevelt came down and did a big speech about the Boulder Dam, and it was specifically at like 8:56 p.m. and there was an alignment between Jupiter and Saturn. So people in this cult realm that believe there's a lot of cults attached to Saturn and Jupiter, the ruling planets of I'll pull up some more specific stuff in a bit, but this is a commemoration here of all the people that died while building the dam.
Yeah, it was. I remember hearing stories of like they're pouring concrete and somebody would fall in, and they're like, "Oh, he's gone."
Yeah,
there's put him on the wall. What was his name?
Clifford record.
Johnson. Put Clifford Johnson. Did they write all these guys down?
No. Nope.
We're looking at a picture of a they died to make the desert bloom, and it's a man in the
kind
ocean.
Of an emaciated beefcake.
Yeah. He would be a beefcake if he weren't so damn skinny. It's like you got a carb load also, you know? You got a fucking
yeah, it's like if Rambo was stuck in the prison camp for 5 years.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, take away my belly and my upper body matches that a little bit. Anyways, so 96 people on record, but a lot of people working there said that there was a lot more and they didn't even get the names of some of the people. Yeah, they fell in. Nobody knew who it was.
Yeah, well, I would imagine because it was built under it was started under the administration of Herbert Hoover, I'm assuming.
Probably 1931, it went 5 years, ended with Roosevelt. It was called the Boulder Dam originally. Yeah, it must have been under Hoover.
Maybe Hoover died and they threw him a bone. Hoover, not America's favorite president, but he did do a couple good things. One of which was he regulated plumbing fixtures. Before, plumbing fixtures were all, whatever company. Like your Price Pfister was one size and your whatever was a different size, but he made it so all pipes had to be half inch, quarter inch.
I'm still living in the proprietary world. Yeah. I got my kitchen faucet has been replaced so many times. There's like five different adapters to make it work. It's pretty
cool.
Why
are you so hard on your faucets?
I didn't. They leak because of these adapters, and then the manager comes around and goes, "It's leaking," and I'm like, "Yeah," and then they try again.
Well, you got to give them credit for continuing to try.
Whatever. I don't pay for the water.
Depression, I'm assuming probably a WPA project initiated by Roosevelt, Workers Protection Act. And there were probably just people cycling in and out. And it was probably good work if you could get it. There's not a lot around there. I would imagine it was probably a migratory situation where people would travel and probably camp there to work. And, yeah, you know, they weren't punching time clocks back then. There's probably, you know, a bunch of people showed up with his friends and five people left and four people came back. And there's like, where's Doug? Like, oh, Doug ate it in the dam today. Probably didn't make the list.
Doug gave his life so that the desert could flourish today.
Bloom.
Is that what it was? Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so written on the ground is this Thuban is written on the ground. And that they think means Alpha Draconis, which is the binary star system, and Draco, the Arabic meaning snake or serpent. Thuban used to be the North Star 4,700 years ago. So, you know, why put that there? People are saying like, oh, this is a place for rituals, where rituals can happen. Some people think that that because of the ley lines, there a lot of people don't believe in ley lines, but that this is a powerful energy spot. And by building the dam there, you're focusing, harnessing this energy, also having the water pass through it. The star chart is within a symbolic circle that denotes the 25,772 year cycle. So I mean, you know, yeah, sure, it's weird that there's a star chart there and there's a place that denotes when it was built. And a lot of people point to these being specific signs of this being a sacred, powerful site, just like how CERN, they've got the Shiva, the destroyer statue over there. And people are saying that these people that died were part of the sacrificial ritual to bring power to the site. I keep saying people, there's not too many, but I'm like, ah, it's pretty interesting.
Was it some kind of site, like religious, like maybe native site or spiritual site before the government?
I couldn't find anything, but
workers.
Right. I can't think that it wasn't, because that we turned a lot of their sacred sites into our powerful sites, you know?
Sure. I was just in New Mexico a couple weeks ago. I saw a whole lot of that.
Yeah. So I want to get in. Have you guys heard of Tartaria before?
Is that an Italian dish?
No, it's one of the Thundercats.
Tartaria.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tartaria.
Yes. She's sexy. She's one of the sexy ones.
Mumra approaches.
What is Tartaria?
So there's this idea that there was an advanced civilization that history tried to erase. And this is a whole episode, so I'll just give you a couple brief ideas of it. One is that China didn't build the Great Wall of China. Tartaria did. If you look at the way that you would build a defensive wall, the windows would be looking out towards who you're trying to defend from. And the wall, the Great Wall of China, all the windows look in towards China. That's one big idea, that something was erased from that part of the world. And then if you look at all, and now, you know, this is all conspiracy theorist hearsay, but it's interesting to look at how many buildings that they would throw up for these world fairs in the early 1900s.
Oh yeah.
That were just like, they built the White House in a week, basically. Yeah.
Dude, I just filmed at a place called the Please Touch Museum in Philadelphia, the nation's centennial, 1876, the World's Fair was there.
Yeah.
They have a model of it in the basement of this museum. It's probably called the Franklin Building, because everything in fucking Philadelphia is called Franklin. But it's huge. It's acres and acres, and they were building the largest buildings at the time in the world. Just
but were they building? This is fair. Yeah, were they built? Were they just facades, or they didn't like have like
these things are so fucking architecturally
complex. So this is 1876.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the museum that's there, it was the entrance to the World's Fair. The French had just given us a Statue of Liberty, but it didn't come assembled. And they had to raise more money for the pedestal and people to put it together. So they toured just the torch around, and they brought it to the World's Fair. And you could go get your photo taken with it for, you know, a nickel or whatever.
Radical.
And that's how they raise money. But no, these buildings are unbelievable. They're like granite and marble and like in this Federalist style of architecture.
And it's weird.
30,000 square feet and still there.
I would say 50 years later, they couldn't do that. And I don't understand this loss of, I don't want to say it was just money. Like architecture went just straight up downhill after these
regulations, right? I mean,
probably regulations, workers' rights, but also
OSHA.
That was
how quickly they built them.
All these incredible discoveries. Like in 1876, they were showing off. I could be wrong about this, but like the first electric lights, and you know the companies that made those would pay big fucking bucks to display it, and people would come from all over the world. You'd have like the Korea House and the Japan House, and that was different countries building their own things and putting all kinds of money in it to present what they wanted to sell and their latest inventions, and I don't know, maybe sell some elephant ears.
Right. So it's an interesting idea. I'm always torn by it because I'm going like, well, yeah, you know, yeah, things change so quickly, but it's weird to see like it almost looks like a lost technology, even though it's not. They just didn't build things as magnificent after these world fairs, and they did them so quickly. And so another idea is when you look at these old buildings in some of these old cities, they think that they don't know why they started digging down and realizing, oh, this building was built like a whole nother floor underground. And so that it brings up this idea of if this was built from just another time and we said that we built it and there was a mud flood and that's why the dirt goes all the way up, halfway up the building. You know, crazy, but
which building are you talking about now?
I'm just saying in general, there's a lot of old buildings on the East Coast that
a lot of mud
that
floods.
Fit this bill. Yeah. But the mud floods would be like, you know, 15.
I don't know what a mud feet. Flood is. Is that an archaeology term or a architecture term?
Well, I think a water flood, but there's dirt in it.
I think
what the fuck is a water flood? Just any standing water?
Well, the idea is if it was like the word mud flood basically means that there was a bunch of water washing over the whole continent kind of thing, where it's just like the mud filled up, you know, it's
Oh, I thought you were saying there was a room called a mud flood.
Oh.
Like a sunroom or something.
That's my guest bathroom, if you know what I mean. I just looked up mud flood on Google, and the first thing that came up was Tartarian Empire.
Yeah.
Really?
So
that is not what I would have guessed. I would have guessed something much more scandalous.
Yeah, that sounds like a drink at Bennigan's.
Or an accident that you would have after going and eating at a Bennigan's.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make it out. Why not mud flood? I spent the night at Bennigan's.
I mean, a mud flood could be a lot of...
I was told if I spent the night that I could keep it, like haunted house rules.
Right.
Okay, you had talked about people not being allowed in certain rooms or certain areas of the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me because I would imagine different people have different security clearance at a place where it would be considered a soft target for terrorism.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And like
playing into that, there's a problem.
It's weird because I want to bring this up that like if there was some weird I do believe that there are cults that use energies of the earth, and that to manifest things, sacrifices, whatever, and that this energy of this water flowing around the dam would be a perfect spot to have power and use it like a lightning rod for your manifestations. Sure, there's a few weird things outside, and they're not Freemasons. The Hermetics are a culty group that uses the stars and the planets within their lore.
Which are the Hermetics again? How are they involved in this?
Just anytime you see astrology mixed with architecture.
Okay, that's the Hermetics.
Yeah, and it's kind of like I don't know much about them. It's unlike the same thing. It's a whole nother topic. And so along with this Tartaria thing, Lake Mead is the bit. So, okay. First off, I want to say this. And I keep saying first off for too many things, but
yeah, we're almost done with the episode.
Sure. There were some floods with the Colorado River. It's kind of unpredictable, you know, and they have dry seasons, flood seasons, whatever.
Sure. Get big snowfall in the winter makes for big floods in the spring. Tail is all yeah. this time.
So the whole idea is that, like, well, we got to control this water so that we can have money flourish and not have the Salton Sea happen. You know, they built a thing and fucking flooded and whatever. If you don't know what the Salton Sea is, it's like the big development that got flooded with salt water. And so there's the shores are just skeletons of fish. And
Yeah.
It's pretty great. To visit and shoot at.
Was the Hoover Dam put there? Because that predates Vegas.
Yeah.
Right?
So Vegas was one of these little tiny, tiny towns.
Yeah.
My little mining town, whatever.
And what was the purpose of building the dam? Were they trying to contain the Colorado River or Lake
Mead? Yes.
Follow-up question. Is that where Pam and Tommy made their porno? Was that Lake Mead?
Ooh, I want to say probably, right? It was the lake boat area.
I always thought they were on like that party lake that the team
Arizona
go to.
Tahoe, yeah.
Tahoe or Havasu?
Havasu. I'm thinking of Havasu.
Yeah, that's the dirtbag one.
That's right. The houseboat one. It took them a long time to make this dam because it's all about water rights. And so that's why I wanted to bring this up, is that like another side conspiracy is like, fuck, dude, when they built this dam, whoever built this became billionaires. You know, it's like all of a sudden you're dealing with water rights for like 9 states or something like that, 7 or 9 states. And because you put the dam in, without it, everyone's taking all the water they want. And, definitely behind closed doors, like George Bush Sr.
Lake Mead. I'm sorry to interrupt. They were on Lake Mead.
Okay.
They were on Lake Mead.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm good at porno locations.
Yeah. Good job.
So George Bush Sr. has a meeting behind closed doors, and all of a sudden water rights for California are opened up. You know, these are skull and bones people, whatever, just side tangent that like, yes, the Hoover Dam really changed the way that the rest of these states got their water rights and money movement. So there's a whole conspiracy in itself. It's like, oh, they used all our, you know, tax people's money to build this thing. And then
got rich off of it.
Yeah.
Another tale as old as time.
Yeah. Welcome to capitalism.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, of course you're going to have the front of Roosevelt coming out and giving this weird, you know, this big long speech about whatever. There's a lot of Masonic overtones in it, Masonic overtones. But just to add on to Tartaria, the area that Lake Mead covered, it's the biggest fucking reservoir, I think it was in the world at the time. And the dam is the biggest dam at the time. It still might be the biggest dam, but,
you know, I actually wish I would have done some research on this, because there is a company in Grand Rapids, Michigan, called Williams Form, that's been in the Williams family for multiple generations, and they make anchor bolts that anchor large structures into the Earth's bedrock.
Yeah.
So they help build NORAD, and they help build the Hoover Dam. They're what anchors the Hoover Dam into the bedrock. And I should have called my old friend Ryan Williams, whose great-grandfather started the company. Maybe I could have gotten some inside info.
That's where we're going to next.
You could call him up right now.
Nah, I haven't talked to him in a few years. It might be
That's even better.
This thing is 248 square miles of land. They submerged the town of St. Thomas.
They submerged a town. There we go.
Actually, a couple towns. And so the weird thing about them submerging these towns is not only did the government like convince everybody to sell and move out, they tore down a lot of the buildings. And so the idea is the reason why they tore down the buildings is because this is a man-made reservoir. The level's going to go down and you're going to see what was there before. So one idea with Tartaria is that they've put up these dams to hide this old technology. And so in this town of St. Thomas, which had at its heyday, 500 people, they had, you know, this thing was a full on city with like huge structures built that they tore down to throw the water on. Like, you know, when they build reservoirs, they normally don't tear down the towns. So people think that they tore them down.
We've all seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Did they tear them down or did they just submerge them? What's the point of tearing them down?
Exactly. That's part of the thing.
Maybe they're trying to get copper out of the pipes.
Tartaria.
Copper out of the pipes. I just would have left them for scuba divers.
I know where my partner Dana grew up, there was Lake Lanier. And that was a predominantly black neighborhood, but they needed a lake. So that's the area they flooded.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. They pay people to get out of there. They, you know, try to give them fair market value for their homes, but that's not always
the case. But they're also setting the value. So it's the same people. So it's the same people setting the market value.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, you know, it's family homes and they're not digging up the bodies of loved ones and taking them with them. That's just like, oh, never going to see grandpa's grave again.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people think those places are haunted or spiritual places.
So in the realm of, so there's definitely confirmed at least 3 miles of tunnels built around Hoover Dam, around Lake Mead. And so it's basically speculated that they had the technology to build huge tunnels underground. And so this probably leads to NORAD. I know it's not 3 miles, but I'm saying like there's 3 miles on records. If you look at the Hoover Dam, there's not 3 miles worth of tunnels in that area that would make sense because the dam doesn't cover even that much. Basically the tunnels that you are aware of, the water goes down these little drain tubes and shoots out so they can control how much energy it's producing. And so one idea is that this thing pumps out so much energy that there's no way it's just powering up Vegas. And of course it's never been the only power source for Vegas, but one idea is that there's so much extra power being generated there that they're using that for other things. And
I need to pull up a map here, get my bearings.
What's the 3 mile? Why'd you keep saying 3 miles? What does that have to do with it?
It's like 3 Mile Island where there was a nuclear issue.
Right.
It's probably all connected, right?
Well,
it's got to be.
Just the idea that...
I think we have this. 3 miles because of the nukes and the aliens. Sorry, what is it?
There's definitely on record 3 miles of tunnels that were dug out for the dam.
But you're saying there's more than that.
Yeah, I'm saying that those three.
These two, the tunnels, are they? Because I was picturing people tunnels, but then you talked about water tunnels.
They basically have, I know that there's people tunnels, but there's also water tunnels so that they can allow some water to come out at different times.
Right. But are you saying that the water tunnel, that the more tunnels are the water tunnels? Because I'm Lyons, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's shit under the pyramids. And We don't know what it is, but we know there's shit under there.
Okay.
And there's this whole thing with pyramids about how this is coming from Willie. So, like, you know, look it up. But like that they used
it goes
to,
like a mile deep.
That they used to use.
Down.
Yeah, but they used to use water, you know, in ways to get electricity that aren't like what we did with like wheels and fucking aqueducts and shit.
It's vortex energy.
Oh. Right. So is that what you're saying, that these tunnels are recreating the vortex energy?
I'm not sure specifically what these the tunnels are only brought up because it's like, well, if you map out the place, there isn't 3 miles of tunnels built for the dam. So it's like, oh, this is just all they wrote down. These tunnels, there's actually something else going on.
Okay, sure. I mean, I'm with you on this. I'm not going to fight you, but I don't fucking tunnels. I have no idea how many tunnels you would need, like how 3 miles of tunnels, 100 miles of tunnels, that it's all the same to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. And I would say that the property itself without just a rough guess, you know what I mean? Like if not even a quarter mile, the dam and the water going through.
Okay.
So
3 miles is going around it 3 times probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you this. When did you say it was built? 1930 something?
I think 35 is when they finished. Okay. I can check. But the
Hoover Dam
since the 20s.
I got it up. It began in 31.
Okay. Have you heard of the St. Francis Dam disaster or the St. Francisquito Dam disaster in northern Los Angeles?
No.
It's a concrete arch dam that was completed in 1926, engineered by a fellow named William Mulholland. Anyone from LA knows that name. And in 1928, it catastrophically failed. It broke and it killed over 400 people. And I'm thinking 1928, this dam disaster is fresh on everybody's brain. 1931 comes around. They're like, guys, we need a way to release pressure fast. Let's build a bunch of tunnels. We'll call them spillways, that we can relieve pressure from this dam so we don't do what that Mulholland bastard did.
Word. I'm with that. You know, maybe they go in different directions so they don't go down the main area to flood it. It's like, oh, this goes over here.
Yeah. I like looking at an overhead, it looks like there's like spillway tanks or I don't know. I'm not a dam engineer.
This is a very Bart Simpson episode. We all have such potty mouths on this episode.
Mud flood.
Let's see. I don't know if I said this earlier, but yes, when this thing was constructed and when I'm sure I did, when he gave the speech at 8:56 p.m., which is a weird time for Roosevelt to give a speech, Jupiter and Saturn were aligned in a fun way.
That is odd that you just drive out into the desert at 9 o'clock at night.
The president, 9 p.m. Like back then, they didn't have TV. Like people were in bed.
Yeah, people have supper at 4 after they're done milking the cows. I guess the cows get milked in the morning.
Well, you guys just proved the reason. It didn't matter. He didn't have to do it during banker's hours. He could do it whenever his fucking Model T would scoot him out there.
Also, people are comparing this to, if you've played Fallout, there is a, I haven't played this specific one. I think it's Fallout 1. You blow up the Hoover Dam in it.
Oh, cool. But
the dam doesn't just make electricity. It's channeling something deeper tied to old world's obsession with power and control. I just have that written down. I don't have any more on that. But it's cool. Makes me want to play the game to blow up the dam.
They made a TV show out of that, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one with Walton Goggins without the nose?
Yeah, Johnny Pemberton's in it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, looked cool.
I'm into it. It's all right.
They shot an episode of that at Warner Brothers, and they were trying to chase us off the sets. Sons of bitches.
Did you get any cool pics?
Yeah, I think I did.
All right. Sweet, dude.
Yeah. Oh, you want a conspiracy involving Warner Brothers? This is probably completely off topic.
Go.
Tesla had buggered up the back lot for months. And it's when we were on hiatus and we came back and they were still there. And there were just hundreds of Teslas driving around between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. with somebody in the passenger seat, but not the driver's seat.
Ooh.
Testing the automatic driving.
On the Warner Brothers lot. They must have paid them good.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, think about it. You got like basically a fake city and you're not going to hurt anyone. But they were putting lines down on the streets that the cars could read. They were putting stop signs. Like, we had to take them off of our set every morning when we wanted to be there. And jeez. I got there and, you know, I sometimes get into work at 4 a.m. to start setting stuff up. And there's all these goddamn Teslas driving around. And the people that work for Tesla are flipping out. They're like, you can't be here. I'm like, yes, I can. And I have a badge that allows me to be here. They're like, well, you need to sign an NDA. And I told them, unless you're putting me on payroll, I ain't signing your NDA. I don't care about your cars. I don't care what you're doing. So like after a couple months of this, it's where Elon announced the self-driving car or the whatever, and they had the robots serving drinks, and it was this whole big thing. But I think the technology isn't there yet, and they were just training cars to learn a route, doing it over and over and over again. And I have it on good authority that the robots were being controlled behind the scenes, like they imitate what people are doing.
Oh, those dancing robots, you mean, that they always bring out?
No, these are service robots serving people drinks, making cocktails and stuff.
Wait, so I've heard that too. Is it like Us, where isn't Us the one where like they have the whole underground city and you have to walk around just like your other does? Or is it called Others? What's it called? You?
Sounds like a dream you had.
It's the Get Out guy. What's his name? Peele?
Jordan Peele? Yeah, I haven't seen it.
No, me either.
It's the second one. Everyone's seen it.
Nope. Too scary. Sorry, I totally...
Them or Us or You or
it's,
something
It's
like
Us,
that.
But I haven't seen it, yeah.
Oh. It's just weird to have a service robot. I'm just wondering if backstage, do they have like places where tables are so that the robots, so that you're, because if you're a person and you're just controlling a service robot, you would have to know where to walk around, right?
I think I think the robots were stationary and I think they were mixing drinks. They probably had a camera in there where their eyes are supposed to be or where their soul's supposed to be. And
where the heart's supposed to be.
Goggles on and was able to move like virtual reality.
Right. That makes sense. Okay.
But again, I apologize. I thought of my own conspiracy theory.
It would be fun. Though. I always think about this though. It would be fun if you were on like one of those treadmills that goes any way, you know, any way that you're going, it goes the opposite. You know, have you seen those?
Yeah.
For like VR and shit. That's what they need for these servers who would avoid tables. You know, rather than mapping the whole thing out and having people walk. Sorry, I'm just thinking about how I'm gonna fake a big robot service industry.
yeah. I will say that so here's another parallel that comes up. Project Stargate was the secret U.S. Army, 1978, Fort Meade. In Maryland by the Defense Intelligence Agency and SRI International. Hold on. The primary focus was investigating the potential for psychic phenomena, you know, mostly like remote viewing and whatnot. It was declassified in 1995, but they also, if you go to the site where this was that they denied for a long time, there's still a lot of energy being pushed into this area. So people think that it's still working. And so just saying, I know that this is 1978, but Fort Meade, some people think was named after Lake Meade, and that maybe the energy from this lake was used because if you're going to make an energy door, which a lot of people don't believe in, but you need a lot of fucking energy. And This thing puts out like two gigawatts, and most cities use less than 1 gigawatt. I know Vegas is a different animal, but I also know that Vegas has a bunch of power companies. The Hoover Dam does not power Vegas alone. There are, I think there's at least a couple other power companies. So the idea is that this thing is making
companies and a lot of solar, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. 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 That the Hoover Dam never gave up so much energy, even though it pumps out a lot, to Vegas, and they're doing other shit there and nobody knows what it is, but these energy doors from, you know, fucking Project Stargate, I always forget. It's the one where the ship disappeared.
Contact.
Now it was a Navy ship, and they Tesla was there. They cranked it up with a bunch of energy, and then it disappeared, and then reappeared somewhere else. And so this was what led to this energy door. They're like, oh fuck, they figured out how to portal shit. I always forget, and that's one of my favorite things. It's
the
Philadelphia experiment. Thank you. Oh, yes, yeah. Philadelphia experiment. So, I mean, this thing. I don't know how accurate this is, because people could just say things, but supposedly the Hoover Dam puts out 4 billion kilowatt hours a year. It's enough to run the country. They could power 6 large Hadron colliders.
How many Hadron colliders do you need?
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's so much energy that this isn't just powering Vegas. And like I said, it was never meant to just power Vegas. They're like selling energy to other close cities too.
Yeah, it's like I'm assuming they chose the site because it's where, is it the Colorado River?
Yeah.
Where it just stops. It was just like a good point to dam the river, I guess. But is there anything else, like military bases around there? Or
there are, you know, definitely Area 51 is what, 45 minutes away from Vegas. And yeah. A lot of nuclear testing. And, you know, I personally think that they've had nuclear powered. Their patents for nuclear powered tunnel drilling devices, but they've never shown us these tunnels that these things have built. I think that they've been building tunnels between all the bases, and that this thing might have some energy for them. So it might be just a military thing that.
Wasn't there Elon Musk was doing a thing where he was drilling tunnels, and it was supposed to be a big deal recently, wasn't he?
Well, are you talking about the Hyperloop?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be like a high speed thing between San Francisco and LA. But I think it's done. And the technology is like, it's like fucking, I don't think I never really looked into it, but it's like some kind of weird technology where you spin it around and then you send it. Is that right? The Hyperloop, you gain speed in the loop and then you send it. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Like one of those things that you like spin around and throw a rock.
Yeah. Yeah. A slingshot.
Yeah. The slingshot I thought was, I guess,
well, old timey, a David versus Goliath slingshot.
That's I was gonna say that, but I, yeah.
Whatever those are called.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
were they planning for, it was built during, when did the Depression start? 33, 34?
That sounds right. I mean, they built it during the Depression. I know that, but I don't know when. I thought it was like 28 Depression, but
I think 29 is when the market hit, went down.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
And
yeah,
then
the crash of 29, of course.
And then, you know, however many years after that, for that to take effect.
So while the nation is in a depression and on the decline, was Roosevelt doing this to put people to work or to provide hope?
It's just not enough, people. I agree with your sentiment of like, yes, it could be this thing of proving like no matter what, we're building something that's never been done before. So it's like a
there's a lot of that shit going on in the world. The idea of why would you need, like, if it's still, you said
it couldn't have been, because here's the thing. I just went to South Dakota and the
brag
Rushmore was stopped because of World War II. And so it was being built. God, I don't remember the years now, but it was definitely being built right now in 1931. So I mean, different. It feels like the same people would be working on those projects, right? Like people digging and blowing shit up.
And concrete, digging, blowing things up. The dynamite and concrete, that was like the early 1900s.
So
AM DJs.
Dynamite and concrete. The problem with them as a duo is they both demand so much attention.
Yeah.
Like Dynamite, like neither is giving up.
You never know who's going to run the show.
You need the doctor and the alligator. You can't both be doctors and you can't both be alligators.
Right. Concrete and dynamite. That's just like, plus they hate each other because one destroys the other.
They're always fighting for the spotlight.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's like Siskel and Ebert behind the camera. I mean, when the camera stopped, you know, like they fucking hated each other.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, you twat.
It's two Howard Sterns going at it.
Yeah.
But calling themselves
like an older
partnership.
Howard Stern and a younger Howard Stern to prove time travel's possible.
Yeah, but they're also fucking each other. Like Howard Stern would definitely fuck himself, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then Robin's just off to the side, giggling or accepting.
You're doing great, Howard.
She's from the Bronx. She married Archie Bunker at some point.
Howard.
All right, we'll go on about this dam. What else? We got minutes or what do you want to focus on here for the
ultimately,
end?
Ultimately, I don't have anything else more to this. I just my brain says if there was some sort of if you could create some sort of energy, this would be the spot. And
I like that. It's fun to think there's a Stargate in the dam. I mean, what a perfect place to hide a Stargate because it's probably big.
Why would you hide it at one of the most popular tourist attractions in the country?
Oh, because it's within the dam. It's like hidden in the dam. Yeah. It's like between the walls of the dam, you know?
Sort of like a plain sight sort of deal.
Exactly. But like, despite all that, like, the tourism supports everything you're doing. They make so much money there for nothing. You're paying to look at it.
You do? You have to pay to look at it?
People get tours all the time.
Right. Yeah, you can go to the tour center and take a tour. I didn't do that. I think we just drove over it, stopped, took a picture.
Where's the Grand Canyon?
It's basically that's the start of it. So it's not as impressive there, but that's the start of it.
The empty side of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Colorado River that goes in through the Grand Canyon, that's been dammed.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Jesus. How much do you think? I know you guys don't know. How much do you think the Grand Canyon could have filled up if we didn't build the Hoover Dam?
Wait, I'm getting my bearings again here. I'm looking at
there would be no Lake Mead. Lake Mead wouldn't exist because Lake Mead is a man-made lake, right? So the Colorado River is just going. Or do you think it would just still be the same size? We would just be losing more water to the ocean? I'm just picturing like the Grand Canyon filled up with water and how cool that would be.
Well, the Colorado River goes down to Lake Havasu.
And the big areas of the Grand Canyon are quite a bit further east, maybe 30 miles east. And I think...
Okay.
Yeah, it's still... It's still on that line. But it looks like the Colorado River goes a different way than the Grand Canyon.
Wait, I thought the Colorado River went into the Grand Canyon.
Oh, it is the Grand... It is the Colorado River.
Right, it's crazy because it splits from up north. That's why it feeds so many, so much money.
Wait, what? What? Why does it feed so much money?
The Colorado River, where it's dammed from, goes to a bunch of different states.
Yeah, it splits, and it goes through the Grand Canyon, and it also goes south to Needles. I'm trying to see where it peters out. Or
Am I wrong about this? Are these tributary into it, or I can't see where the actual split is? That's my problem.
Well, it looks like it's at Lake Mead.
Would there be a Lake Mead without the Hoover Dam?
No.
It'd be more kind of a mediocre canyon.
That's where all the towns were that they flooded.
Yeah. What was it called? St. Thomas?
That sounds right.
Okay.
I don't know the bearings of my maps.
I do like the Stargate thing.
I mean, so I was looking it up, and they were saying that, like, and I don't know how accurate these numbers are, that, like, Vegas takes 4 gigawatts to run the city, and Hoover Dam puts out, I think they were saying 2 at this point, but most cities don't even use 1 to run. And I'm going, like, I think that these numbers are weird because Vegas now is totally different than it was 30 years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
These power companies, I'm telling you, there's a bunch of power companies in Vegas. Hoover Dam doesn't give, I bet you not even 20% of Vegas. I should look it up so I can not be talking out of my ass, but I don't think Hoover Dam gives 20% of their power.
Yeah, I'm not really sure at all about that.
Well, who knows where it goes? I mean, they could send it anywhere, right? It's the grid.
But when you're running it through wires, you can't send it almost anywhere. Like you know,
it'll dissipate.
Yeah. But
I don't know. Sorry, I'm just
I was right. Hoover Dam provides 23% of its generated electricity to Nevada, the whole fucking state of Nevada. It includes Vegas. I'm like, so 20%, well, whatever.
What? No. I mean, Nevada, you're just wondering where the rest goes? Like,
Yeah.
Who knows?
4 billion kilowatt hours per year.
Right. But like, so if it's not a Stargate, what is it? What's the
energy
for?
I'm under the idea that it's secret military shit. They're so close to Area 51, which they didn't acknowledge until Obama was president. There's just secret military shit all over a country, and this is one of the spots.
Yeah.
Wait, they didn't acknowledge Area 51 until Obama was president?
Yep, he was the first.
So, I mean, Independence Day came out in 1994, and they went to
Area 51. It was not acknowledged.
Everybody talked about there being Area 51.
And
the government doesn't exist. It's not real.
It's weirdly embarrassing that you like work in this industry. So we don't. Okay. Not everything is real that we make in Hollywood. Like most of it's just fake.
Wait a minute. No.
Yeah.
I was pretty confident.
No. So
are you telling me RoboCop isn't a documentary?
No.
It is now.
Well, it kind of is now, except for the robot cop part of it.
I will say this. You know,
big part.
Have you played Grand Theft Auto? Are you into video games?
Yeah, I've dabbled.
So I just want to bring this up because all the trailers from what was the movie you just said?
Independence Day.
Independence Day. That all those mobile homes trailers from Independence Day are from Slab City, which is right next to Salton Sea. That's a real place where like there's some weird lawlessness there where you can just move there. For some reason, the property you're allowed to, it's not independent. It's not America, but.
Right. Well, it's as far as I know, I don't know. I just figured it's a lack of enforcement. It's just like, let's move out there. There's no cops.
Yeah. So, it's like Burning Man.
It's right next to, so you've got Salton City, you've got Slab City, and you've got, what's the mountain place? The guy made all Poconos. The shit out of the hay, the big Jesus statues made out of hay and paint.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. I know.
Anyways,
what you're talking
all
about.
All three of those sites are in the Grand Theft Auto game, and it was cool. It's cool to like
of the
go there
new one or which one?
Nah, just the latest one.
Oh, 5?
Yeah,
it was a good game.
These are real places, though.
Yeah. It's just funny that the place in Independence Day where all those trailers were, where Randy Quaid lives, is actually a real place. It's fucking.
That's what I'm saying. It's a documentary.
Mm-hmm. You're confusing lions, Willie.
Don't you remember when that happened?
Let's move off.
Fourth of July.
He just thinks that it's all real. It's very sad for him.
I just saw this really bad movie the other day about Superman.
You didn't like all the weirdos in it?
Oh man, just torture your lead actor for 2 hours and then just have him win.
But
nobody died at the end.
Right. But that's really, in your world, that's just Superman. That's just a story about Superman.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they're remaking documentaries.
Did you have empathy for
different
the robots
parts of Superman's
that
life?
Helped put him back together.
Oh, you mean Alan Tudyk?
Yeah, he's probably all of them, right?
Well,
yeah.
Anything left to say about this?
I would believe there's some secret military shit, especially from that time frame, that you know they might be trying to power it. That's why it's out in the middle of nowhere. Then Vegas sprung up, and they're like, "Oh, great! Now it's a tourist attraction. Better roll with it."
Yeah.
I could
Good thing we it. Built these 3 miles of tunnels.
Yeah.
That's probably the boring answer, right? It's just secret military. They're just whatever. It's more fun to think of as a Stargate because I want out of here. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, it's a good time to go. Interest rates aren't getting any better, guys.
Look to the stars, my friends. Jupiter will come again.
What's just, the whole?
I was in New Mexico and Arizona a couple weeks ago, and I stopped at that big meteor hole.
Oh yeah, love it, meteor crater. I've been there like 5 times. Love it.
It's great. Brought some geodes. Brought them home. Cracked them open. They're on the island in the kitchen right now.
They just don't look as good as the ones that you can buy.
I know. They're all white.
What about this? What about this for a business? I get geodes. Mm-hmm. I crack them open, mm-hmm. and then I put little dioramas in there, like a little chipmunk, and he's
spelunking.
He could be spelunking or
the snow beast from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation. That'd be
sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we set up these scenes, and then we seal the geodes again, and we act like they've never been open. And we put some putty around them or whatever.
Right.
You know.
Rock putty.
And then when people open them, they get this little scene and they don't know where it's come from. But then, you know, there's also some collector thing where we could say that some are more
rare
than the others.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's only a couple of
snow monster guys, for instance.
Or Pam blowing Tommy on a boat. And
yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
This
we'll
has
be,
got some
we'll
Michael Jordan
too.
Skin on it.
Yeah. Michael Jordan showing hole.
All the rare ones are dirty.
Yeah.
Normally it's chipmunks and snow monsters, but then sometimes it's Michael Jordan and he's showing his asshole.
Wide open.
I think it's a great business model because for any kid that's opened up a geode, it's the most disappointing thing in the world.
Why is that? I've never opened one. Because they don't look as good as what you can buy in the store? Because
they use high-powered wet saws to, like, cut them open, and they dye them with color. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what I did. I used a wet saw to open it up, and then another one I used to chisel.
Did you dye it with color, or what does it look like when you don't dye it? Is it just white?
They're all just plain white.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So all the color ones are dyed?
Yeah. I don't think so. Some of them are amethyst. Some of them are, like...
I think they're all dyed. I think they soaked them. I don't know how, man. But
well, they've opened them up already. They could color them, however.
But they use the wet saw. Maybe they only sell the colored ones, you know, and the white ones just fucking.
When I was a kid and going to camp in weird places like Indiana, that we'd find geodes and break them open, and sometimes you get some colors, but never the gorgeous blue and purple ones. It's more of the like. Hey, this one's kind of a yellowish brown.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the exciting colors.
How do you even find? Don't they just look like a big rock? Is that what they look like?
No, they're kind of rough. Like
They're more round than any rock should be, and that you can tell they're hollow.
And they're just out there? They're just around? You can just get them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to geode beds. I looked this up. And trails, you can grab geodes, you crack them open.
Oh my God. And you have a wet saw. So, okay. Well, so we almost don't need anything. We just need to go pick up a bunch of like little tiny figures from some craft store.
Yeah. Just bring them over.
Bring them over. And then I'll bring like a 24 pack and we'll drink some beers and crack up with some geodes.
That sounds great.
And then we'll pose them. We'll pose them in like dirty poses and we'll seal them back up. This is a great idea.
Yeah, this is idea. We're gonna what color Bentley should we buy?
I want to get the geode color.
Listen, I hate this weird mud brown that's so popular, but that's what I'm gonna get.
Yeah, you don't want to get one of the ones that look like primer. Like maybe Optimus truck.
We could do Optimus primer. Right? That could be a thing where it's like him before he's done or something.
I think the real money's to be made with the sound that Optimus Prime makes when he transforms. I don't quite know how to get that. I'm trying to find a photo of these geodes for you.
I would, you know, I'd definitely do sparkle purple. You know, that would be my thing.
I mean, that's what you're going to want.
Yeah, purple for sure. Pink, like a nice hot pink.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Let's wrap this up because you gotta get to a concert.
And yeah, I'm going to a rock show tonight.
And I want to suck up
the Ford
Theater.
Are you getting private parking? Are you getting the? Or you gotta like walk up to the place?
No, I have like all access passes and
nice
and such.
He knows the band, dude. Oh, are those yours?
Yeah, those
nice,
are
dude. Yeah, right?
Okay. It right.
Looks like oysters.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Geode business.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's a Stargate. I like the Stargate.
Yeah, but probably secret military shit.
But probably stupid secret military shit. It would be cool if it was like devil stuff. I like it when it's devil stuff.
Well, and if you go there, if you have a chance to go there, try to measure the energy.
I'll have to go there with Dana. She is sensitive.
I mean,
she's
like, attuned. It's a powerful spot, man.
Oh, come on. People say that about Sedona.
I got to tell you, Wade, you know, I'm not into a lot of that stuff, but sometimes when I'm around those vortexes, I do feel something like a vibration.
Okay. Listen, I'll take your word for it, but I think that's just the person beside you hoping that you do.
I don't know. I've experienced it in multiple places.
What does it feel like?
Vortex.
I went to the vortex. What does it feel like?
Kind of like a vibration inside you.
Yeah.
Like I didn't feel nothing, but I feel like it's not just going on all the time.
Maybe you have to be a conduit.
Yeah. Or a dipshit like me.
You're a fucking moron.
Yeah. I thought MotoCop was a documentary.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he works in movies, and he thinks every day is a documentary that they're making.
When we made that documentary, crazy. Norbit, it was incredible.
You're doing Abbott Elementary right now.
Yeah.
Is that like just, you're not doing anything else? That's the thing?
Well, last summer, I produced a super low budget horror movie.
Oh, with Jonah?
No, that was 2 years ago.
Oh.
And that is so good.
Oh, with Casey.
Yeah, with Casey. And then the summer before last, I produced a short film that we ended up taking to Sundance and South by Southwest.
What was that one called?
Out for Delivery. It starred Deanna Rooney and Martin Starr.
Okay.
Radical.
Yeah, there's still a media embargo, press embargo on it because it's still doing festival circuits. It went to, like, I think at this point, like 30 different festivals.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. We're trying to develop it into something bigger.
Okay,
it was a lot of fun. It was the story of a woman who realizes that she needs to pursue end-of-life care. And
that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's hilarious. She went through the Death with Dignity Act, where you take the medicine and drift away. And she makes all the plans. And then the day that it's supposed to arrive, it goes to the wrong address. And she has to hunt it down. And by the time the coroner comes to pick up her body, Martin Starr, she ain't dead yet. And then it's the...
And then she falls in love? Does she fall in love with Martin Starr?
They definitely develop a friendship.
Okay.
A companionship kind of thing. There's no boning. We talked about, like, Deanna dying, and then, you know, she's in the back of the van, and then the van starts shaking. But nobody liked that idea.
No, yeah. Well, I think it'd be a good punchline. I don't know the tone of the rest of your piece, but...
Well, speaking of dead things, here's some research that I did just recently for the music podcast that I do. Apparently, Sweet Child of Mine, song by Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose's pitch for the video was an Asian woman with her baby trying to smuggle it across a border. And it's like this story of a refugee trying to get someplace safe. And then at the end, you find out that's not it at all. The baby's dead and stuffed with drugs. Sweet Child of Mine.
That's an amazing concept. Yeah, I can't believe.
Yeah, Geffen didn't want to do it.
They really probably should have.
Yeah. We were talking about it. I was like, guys, we could still make that video.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not too late.
Yeah.
And Axl Rose could play the old woman.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, he's got enough scarves.
I've seen a picture next to him of Benny Hill, and he looks the same. Like, oh, wow.
A picture with what?
Axl Rose set next to Benny Hill. They look exactly the same right now. And the mom from Goonies. I mean, the Italian mom from Goonies.
Wait, Benny Hill is a woman or something?
No, he just looks like
He looks like Benny Hill.
Drag. He was always playing women's characters.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
I saw a photo of Kid Rock next to Dr. Phil, and they looked exactly the same.
I guess I haven't seen Axl Rose.
He's been missing out.
20 years. Did he get his act together? Is he cool now?
No, he's still a
bitch. No, yeah.
He's a world-class piece of shit.
But all the Motley Crue guys got their got their act together, right?
Yeah.
Not Vince.
I don't think they're pieces of shit anymore.
Oh, but not Vince.
Well, he didn't get, can't get his voice together.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's not like a piece of shit.
Rough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's some awful photos of Axl Rose on the internet.
Yeah.
I put Axl Rose, Benny Hill, and now it's like some fucking, I'm getting so many pop-ups on this website. Okay. Well, Lions, enjoy your concert and thank you so much for being here. And everyone go check out you don't just talk about Yacht Rock on Beyond Yacht Rock. You do a bunch of stuff.
We pick a new genre. So the story is we created the genre of Yacht Rock. We now do this podcast where we create a new genre every week. And the genre, if it's one of mine, it could be, it's basically looking for music trends, and we take turns. Like Hunter just did one called Spoosco, which is spooky disco songs. Occasionally we'll dip into plot rock where they just tell you the plot of the movie and the song, like Please Don't Drive 88. I did one called Disco Dips, which was where after Saturday Night Fever came out, every band decided they had to have a disco song. There's one where, like in the 80s, everybody went to Africa to look at poverty through the back window of an air-conditioned Range Rover.
Right.
And then came back and did an African-themed album. We called that Africadabra.
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 Africadabra. And it's still that way every episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I just did one called Twabbles, and you so what's a Twabbles? And that's an acronym for trios with a bassist as lead singer.
Ooh.
JD Rush did think about a hat rock. Like when you think of certain artists, you think of their hat.
I can only think of,
Jamiroquai, Slash.
Yeah. Slash was mine.
Born on Blondes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
okay,
there.
Kind of the Four Non Blondes thing. She just wore it for the one, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, what about like you know how Elvis always wore that fez for some reason? He always wouldn't that be funny if Elvis just always wore a fez? And all the girls are like, fuck yeah, dude. That is hot.
Well, hey, it's been great talking to you guys.
Yeah.
So,
dude.
Yeah, tune in to Beyond Yacht Rock 2000. Get it wherever podcasts are. You got a weekly thing, I'm sure.
We do two podcasts a week. One's Beyond Yacht Rock 2000. The other one is called Yacht or Nyacht, where we answer listener mail.
What's the Patreon? Is it just patreon.com/ or what is it? Yacht Rock or what?
Patreon. It's just Yacht Rock.
Patreon.com/Yacht Rock. Go there right after you go to ours, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, and get bonus episodes. And we're going to continue this conversation with Willie and I. And I don't know, maybe we'll have a mystery guest. Dave's off to his rock star friend. He's going to be backstage drinking Miller Lights out of the fridge that's just there for the artist, but he doesn't care.
Out of the bass player's shoe.
and then he's going to be like, bass player, do not sing, because then we're going to have to put you in this episode that we just did.
Yeah, it's too late. It already came out.
It came out. So you cannot sing, man. What does your friend play?
Guitar and sings. It's a band called Pinback.
Main guy. Do, yeah. Do, 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 that one, right? That's their song. Do, yep. Do, 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 do. It's a fucking great. That's like one of my energy songs. When I need good energy, I put that song on. I really like Pinback.
Next,
I'll say for both of us, Yacht Rock and Real Life Sci-Fi, like, go follow our Patreon. You don't need to pay any money. Just go follow us for free. And then if you'd like to jump into tears, go ahead. But
yeah,
it helps us both to follow us for free.
There's good conversations on Reddit, on the Yacht Rock Reddit. People talking about the podcast. You'll see all our great reviews.
Oh, shit. I hesitate to do that. I feel like it's probably a cesspool. Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy the concert. Enjoy your podcast. Say hey to all those guys for both of us. And
I will. Good to see you guys. It's been too long.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Love you.
Good to see you.
All right. Love you guys. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Peace
later.
Out.
Now, let me just say for the listeners, I don't know how I lost control of that. I like said goodbye to the guest before I ended the episode. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I got nervous or something. So thank you all for listening. And you just heard all the Patreon plugs. And remember, just because you're paranoid, don't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.